Audio Bible, Ezekiel, chapter 45. When you divide the land by lot as an inheritance, you are to set aside a portion for the Lord, a holy portion of the land 25,000 cubits long and 20,000 cubits wide. This entire tract of land will be holy. Within this area there is to be a section for the sanctuary 500 cubits square, with 50 cubits around it for open land. From this holy portion, you are to measure off a length of 25,000 cubits and a width of 10,000 cubits, and in it will be the sanctuary, the most holy place. It will be a holy portion of the land to be used by the priests who minister in the sanctuary, who draw near to minister before the Lord. It will be a place for their houses, as well as a holy area for the sanctuary. An adjacent area, 25,000 cubits long and 10,000 cubits wide, shall belong to the Levites who minister in the temple. It will be their possession for towns in which to live. As the property of the city, you are to set aside an area 5,000 cubits wide and 25,000 cubits long, adjacent to the holy district. It will belong to the whole house of Israel. Now the prince will have the area bordering each side of the area formed by the holy district and the property of the city, extending westward from the western side and eastward from the eastern side, running lengthwise from the western boundary to the eastern boundary and parallel to one of the tribal portions. This land will be his possession in Israel. And my princes will no longer oppress my people, but will give the rest of the land to the house of Israel according to their tribes. For this is what the Lord God says: Enough, O princes of Israel, cease your violence and oppression, and do what is just and right. Stop dispossessing my people, declares the Lord God. You must use honest scales, a just ephah, and a just bath. The ephah and the bath shall be the same quantity, so that the bath will contain a tenth of a homer, and the ephah a tenth of a homer. The homer will be the standard measure for both. The shekel will consist of 20 gerahs. 20 shekels plus 25 shekels plus 15 shekels will equal 1 mina. This is the contribution you are to offer: a sixth of an ephah from each homer of wheat, and a sixth of an ephah from each homer of barley. The prescribed portion of oil measured by the bath is a tenth of a bath from each core. A core consists of 10 baths, or 1 homer, since 10 baths are equivalent to a homer. And 1 sheep shall be given from each flock of 200 from the well-watered pastures of Israel. These are for the grain offerings, burnt offerings, and peace offerings, to make atonement for the people, declares the Lord God. All the people of the land must participate in this contribution for the prince in Israel. And it shall be the prince's part to provide the burnt offerings, grain offerings, and drink offerings for the feasts, new moons, and Sabbaths, for all the appointed feasts of the house of Israel. He will provide the sin offerings, grain offerings, burnt offerings, and peace offerings to make atonement for the house of Israel. This is what the Lord God says: On the first day of the first month, you are to take a young bull without blemish and purify the sanctuary, and the priest is to take some of the blood from the sin offering and put it on the doorposts of the temple, on the four corners of the ledge of the altar, and on the gateposts of the inner court. You must do the same thing on the seventh day of the month for anyone who strays unintentionally or in ignorance. In this way, you will make atonement for the temple. On the 14th day of the first month, you are to observe the Passover, a feast of 7 days, during which unleavened bread shall be eaten. On that day, the prince shall provide a bull as a sin offering for himself and for all the people of the land. Each day during the 7 days of the feast, he shall provide 7 bulls and 7 rams without blemish as a burnt offering to the Lord, along with a male goat for a sin offering. He shall also provide as a grain offering an ephah for each bull, and an ephah for each ram, along with a hin of olive oil for each ephah of grain. During the 7 days of the feast that begins on the 15th day of the seventh month, he is to make the same provision for sin offerings, burnt offerings, grain offerings, and oil.